Good morning. 00 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Updated weather. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0100 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0200 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0300 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0400 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0500 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0600 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
This is WHJC, Whiskey and Juliet Charlie. WHJC monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
Station calling for a test. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. You have good test.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
NAWCV, this is Kate Wang.
NAWYNU, this is NAWCV. Good evening to you. Well, you're back for the long weekend, and it sounds like it crept upon us here, but a little girl has a birthday today as well, but... How did things go?
How was work today? You know, it sucked. I'll say that it frustrated me enough to where I'm to the point where I just need to find a new job because I'm just done with it. But besides that, I'm over with it and now heading home to better things.
Yes, that's it. It might have been one of those days, but yeah, like I say, I guess it puts bread on the table and roof over your head there. And like I say, it's 12 hours, and thankfully you're heading on home. Better things at home. There, you got an evening, and next week it's your turn to be off.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. How was your day?
We're doing pretty good here. ran out for a few moments, gassed up the car, and did a couple of errands, mowed the lawn today as well. Wanted to kind of get ahead of the game a little bit with the leaves. They're not falling too bad, but I just kind of bolt them up there with a mower, and that seems to work best, and we'll probably do that throughout the fall season, at least up until Thanksgiving time. But other than that, we're doing okay.
Cool. Sounds good. Kind of wrapping it up on the mowing season, getting winding down, and soon you won't even have to worry about it.
No, that's bad. I mean, there were a couple of places that really needed it, but it was more or less, like I say, I was trying to stay ahead of the leaves. That's the big thing. Right now it's okay. They'll really start falling soon. We'll mow and we'll mulch and we'll get the blower out. And I've got the bags, so I'm armed with bags this year. So I think between that, hopefully we'll get it next year.
And I think mulching it is better than trying to rake it up and put in bags, and then trying to put the bags out in the corner. It's just easier just to mow them over and mulch them up, and I think it works better for the lawn too.
I concur with that. It does. It seems like it works a lot better for us. It's been a good mower to do that. It basically all I do is just pull the mower backward, and it just steers it towards the fence, at least in the inside. And it works out really good. It cleans the lawn up, and it mulches really good. Keep going with that. And some of the places that we can't get at with the mower, it's time to close on the deck there, so we work on that as well.
Yeah, that's right. That blower is still working good for you?
Yes, it is. In fact, I used it a couple weeks ago when I got up on the roof and cleaned the gutter. I blew off the debris from the overhang there on the deck. So we've used it a few times, cleaning the dust and dirt off of things, and getting it ready for fall and leaf duty.
Good. I'm glad it still works good. And that was an Aldi's buy that we did. I'm glad that you're able to get some use out of it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I remember you guys got that at Aldi's, and it's worked out really well. And keep it cleaned up and hung up out of the way, and that's before it there. If you guys ever need it or need it back or anything, come and get it there. But it's been a great blessing here. I appreciate being able to use it.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Definitely don't mind borrowing it and using it. And I don't have use for it, so use it as much as you want.
Any WCB, yeah, I definitely appreciate it. And like I say, we take good care of it there, clean it up, use it when needed. If you find four ways to use it, and it works nice. It's better than the manual labor there with the broom. It just kind of blows it away, and it works out real good. Like I say, just hang it up there. I got a nail and, up in the garage. Just hang it up out of the way.
Good, good. Yeah. It's very useful, definitely. It's useful in many ways. So, are able to use it and get some use out of it. Like I said, I don't have a lot of use for it. So, just sit here doing nothing. So I'd rather be used than collecting dust.
It's appreciated very much. Thank you for allowing us to use it here. It's good to get that done and get that stuff out of the way. You usually try to keep it up. You start getting behind on it, and you're trying to play catch up, where it works out about that. So try to get it all done and that's out of the way probably for a week or so. For that.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, I know. It's like if you don't keep up with it, then it's a never-ending duty, it's forever-ending, forever-going responsibility. So might as well get it while you can and get it done with. So especially when the weather's nice and it's not like 90 degrees out or below, sub-zero.
Yeah, I think that's the truth. That's for certain. In fact, I can disappoint others. I usually wait, and I probably should have, but I'm just as glad I did them, because they were packed even from last year after I did them. But like I say, I usually wait until around Thanksgiving, but a little afraid this year with what the weather predictions are, and I think we're going to just get it done and over, and then we'll play it by ear for that. But just like I say, just try to stay on top of the game, and it works a lot better.
Cool, yeah. We finally got a front porch light. Found one for decent price. Got it on clearance of like $16, and it's a really nice light. So I'm picking it up and putting it on last night, so finally have a porch light.
I was going to say, I think I remember right, you said your front porch light wasn't working, or something wasn't working with it. I'm glad you got it fixed, especially with the longer, darkness out there. And of course, falling back here in a few weeks, it'll be dark early. So that's good. You have that in place and light up that area there as you come up the stairs. Glad for you in that way.
Gee, lady. Yeah. So that was good. Mike helped me put that up last night. Wasn't hard. It was pretty simple to do. I thought it was something more than just the light, because once you turn it on, you use the bulb from the other light that was originally out there, and it wouldn't come on. And like, oh boy, hope it's not some wiring issue or something like that. So got another light bulb. Finally, it worked. I'm like, all right, we're good.
I'm glad for you in that way, because like you say, you sure don't want any, shorts of the wiring or any issues in that way. So glad it worked, and kind of did some due diligence there, and got another bulb in place. I'm glad. At least, like I say, it'll brighten up the area and gives you a fresh appearance there at your entrance. So I'm happy in that way. NAWCB.
Yeah, for sure. So that worked out. We're going to to celebrate Stella's birthday tonight, and I think she wants to go out to eat. I think we're going to Applebee's. And some Applebee's and then some birthday cake, and it's a good day. We got her, some balloons last night while the kids were in youth group. Leo's been going to ladies' Bible study there at church, so they don't really have anything for guys. So I just kind of did some birthday shopping last night. Got Stella some balloons, and some cards, and a little tiara to wear to school that said birthday girl on it. So.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I'm glad for her in that way that they kind of recognized her birthday, and I'm glad for kids going for their Bible study and for Leo as well on a Wednesday night. Hopefully, maybe there'll be a time there that will work out. Maybe a men's group or breakfast or something. But I'm glad you're able to do that. Applebee's is a good choice. Hope she's had a good birthday today. It's hard to believe she's 7 years old. Wow.
Okay, where's ZYQ?
Hey, go ahead there, Joe. How are you?
Good evening. You guys on the Ohio frequency, Woosan, or whatever, because I tried getting in on that one with the right PL and everything, and I couldn't get in. But I'm going through the Mount Clements 7.200 rather than the 7.195. Roger. Well, no wonder. You're on Macomb County, not here. I thought you were in Ohio. Because it goes over both repeaters on my radio, even though the PLs are different. Anyhow, I'll let you guys go ahead and talk. Don't want to interrupt you too long. Thanks for letting me jump in and straighten out what's going on my radio, KE4ZYQ.
Not a problem, Joe. Good luck fixing the radio there. 73, yeah. Over to any.
Yeah, 73 to see you, Joe. Hope you have a good evening this evening. But anyway, yeah, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe our granddaughter there is 7 years old, man alive. How time flies.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. Don't blink in there. They're growing up, it's just crazy. It's not fair, but I guess time marches on, and you gotta keep up as best you can.
Yeah, that's for sure. They're growing up fast. Just scared about these kids and their likes, dislikes, and things that are happening in their lives. I'm getting old, I guess, but all good. It's nice to celebrate it, and nice to see it there.
Yeah, I hear ya. Well, Dad, I'm home, head in, and get ready for tonight's celebration, but appreciate the conversation on the way north. Hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy your evening, and we'll talk about it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm going to try to reach out there on EchoLink there tomorrow night. So, anyway, tell Stella happy birthday. I hope you guys enjoy the family time and celebration, and enjoy it. Have a good evening and a good day at work tomorrow. Thanks for the ride along tonight. 73s in AT. You and the family, tell everyone hello. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to Mom. K8YN, you clear.
N-A-W-R-O, A. Wally.
What's the young man?
You gonna jump in the net tonight?
Yeah, it depends what time Mama walks in the door, because when she walks in the door, she's gonna be hungry, so we shall see. If she doesn't walk in the door, then I'm gonna go in and out. I'll track her, because I've got a creeper device on her phone. So it all depends on that. Tom is over here. He just picked up his little 25 and my 25. Just put some analog channels in it for him. What did I put in there? Utica, St. Clair County, this one, calling channel 146.52, Troy, 47.1400, 146.72. 147220. So he's got a handful of VHF channels that to play around with as well.
That's good. That's one thing I got to do with the Kinect systems is get over to VHF, UHF, and optimize the analog because I keep on switching back to the Yaesu, like right now, to do that. So yeah, I got to get on that and adjust the analog mic gain. It's a little low, I think, for. Analog, but yeah, always tweaking, right?
Yeah, we spend more time tweaking and working than we do talking sometimes, but that's the part I like. I got my hands on a P25 tape radio for $50. It needs a battery, and I'm going to have to do some cobbling to program it because the cable is stupid money, but I will get it. And it's only three wires. Same software. I had the software for it, but I ordered a battery from Amazon. They said it'd be here Saturday.
Well, that sounds good for that price, but what about the big one, the main one that you're waiting for? Do they have it, do you know it's shipped or it's still not shipped yet?
I called another distributor because I wanted to make sure I wasn't getting taken advantage or stroked or had a bad distributor. And I called another one, I forget, Texas or something, and the guy told me that he's had people also waiting for since July for him. He says he's being told November. And I guess in the radio world, that's not uncommon. You know, Motorola, Kenwood, things like that. If you order radios, it's a long time. So I guess that's not uncommon in radio land.
N-A-W-R-O. Well, at least it's good you got like a second delivery estimate. So, you know, you did a comparison there and it's like, yeah, okay. Seems like he's legit as far as delivery is concerned. So that's good.
Yeah, and it's a pretty big company. It's Comjot. That's where I ordered it from. So they're all over the internet, all over Facebook, and every time I call the guy, he answers the phone, and if he doesn't, he always calls me back, so, okay, so, I guess it's just part of the game, so I'm not too worried.
Understood. Well, very well. John's doing the net tonight. I'll be back up, and, I'm going to go clean up my dishes here so we can get ready for that. I had a little snack for dinner. I ate well for a change, I think. So I'll sign now. We'll talk later. N8WRO after you, Mr. Wally.
Very good. Well, Tom is going to want to do a radio check when he gets in his car. okay? Listen up. I'll have a little peek.
This is KE8WUO.
Are you one of those new hams they talk about?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Tom's rummaging through all my programming computers.
Wally, why don't you rate John's audio on the Victor Delta scale, please? I think it sounds great.
Okay, where are you?
In an effort to avoid another friendly visit from Macomb County's finest, I am in the MedStar parking lot, about a mile away from floor 13.
Very good. You're a tad loud, but not bad. I don't know what you think, although you are super queen, which is nice for this net, because it'd be great to have a queen net. And if I don't answer, it means my wife came home and I got to take her out to dinner. But I don't know where she's at. She told me she's going to go buy some shoes for a wedding. So she comes home between 7 and the net. I'll just do it in and out. If not, I will be an active participant.
Well, we always like having Wally active, so I hope to see you or hear you later.
Yeah, one way or another. Or I can just check in now. Checking in early. W-A-D-D. In and out.
All right, I've got a, oh man, what was it again? K-A-P-P? N-A-K-P-P? I forget. I got W-A-V-D as in and out.
All right, I'm going to go grab a quick glass of water here and let the dog out, and Thomas going to go put his P-25 radio in. You got a P-25 something or another with you?
I always do.
Okay, turn it on. He'll be there in a minute. WABD, listening, monitoring, whatever the proper word is for the day. Talk to you guys later.
K-E-L-X.
Hello, LAX.
So far, that's pretty cool. That is that's definitely cool. As I've got a big 35-inch I'm watching on.
Dang, you got the big old screen TV for a computer monitor, eh? That's the way to do it. You actually were able to put down the flight simulator and look at something else for a little while?
Yeah, well, I play career mode, and normally I don't get a chance. That'll be the first time I've played on it in probably 3-4 months. So I get the hours in. I just got an achievement for 50 hours on it.
Nice. Yeah, is that just this week or what?
Now, that's probably in like the last 9 months I've been playing it.
We got to put that in the task book.
Yeah, we do. And I was just messing with you. I knew it wasn't from this week. I'm just a smart aleck. I got to give you a hard time a little bit.
Well, I mean, apparently you would know this more than I did because you popped up with, oh, flight simulator is kind of cool. I was like, How in the living does he know that?
I think you underestimated my sneakiness.
You see the little icon when you're doing the Discord. It's right there, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, but I haven't used Discord to play video games in probably like, oh, I don't know, 4-ish years. So I forgot that my my console was even linked to it. Completely forgot. So when he sent me a screenshot, I was like, oh, that makes sense. This is KK8LAX.
Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra Mobile.
Victor Echo 3, I forget T. I got VE3TCS. How's it going, Tim? I got to brush up on my phonetics.
Well, there's nothing wrong with your memory. I thought maybe you guys had dropped out or my radio quit or something. Yeah, CCS. Yeah, good evening. Anybody taking early check-ins? I will be around till about 7:15.
Absolutely. For you, I'll mark you in. You'll just be in and out, I take it?
No, I'll take charge if my turn comes up for 7:15. Over.
All right, I got you down, and I will put you in the rotation. Thank you, sir, for checking in from Windsor, Ontario. Nice.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ wondered if the wind was working because I tried to talk to TTS earlier. Guess you didn't hear me.
All stations, this is KE8WUO. The Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 15 minutes.
Are you sure about that?
That is a really funny meme that's going around. It's like, I think you should reaffirm or something like that. That guy is hilarious.
KK Kidjo, you can check me out. I'll be driving on my way home, so I'll be on it.
KC8 KJL, got you down as mobile. Drive safe, sir.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
Hello, W8RPMO.
Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
Yeah,
Good evening. 22 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, sunny, 44 degrees.